hear okay?
Yep.
Perfect.
Okay, good.
Perfect.
All right, my report. I usually start with several meetings I attended, and I was asked to provide some highlights from each meeting rather than just mention the meeting, so that's what I'm doing this time. The other difference, I usually put the statistics of clients served and the kind of jobs clients got in the administration area, but I moved that down to field services. I think that's more appropriate as it's a result of all their jobs. So this past quarter, I attended the Special Education Advisory Council meeting. The highlights were that the governor signed the amendment for transition services. Actually, the governor signed the bill last year, but the language had the wrong rule. So the amendment was fixing the rule, which was Rule 51 instead of 71, I think. And this one is to start providing services or transition services at age 14 rather than 16, and that's for VR. So that means that the public schools need to make referral to us when the students are 14. The advisory council is also looking to amend their procedure policies so they can be able to send letters of support or opposition when there is a policy being discussed at the unicameral or with the commissioner of education. Within 2 years, the two largest educational districts in Nebraska will have a shortage of around 2,000 teachers, and that includes special education teachers. So as you can see, the shortage of staff is all over the nation. We also talk about priorities for the next few years, and I mentioned the importance of Braille literacy for blind students. So we hope to have that on the table in the next few years. Workforce Development Board, that's the next meeting I attend. It's a quarterly meeting. By the way, I'm not on the board, but I attend there as a invitee. They usually invite me because we are one of the partners. The focus of the meeting this time was a presentation on Ignite Nebraska, an initiative from a community college in Omaha who will start a 6-week program to train people with minority backgrounds to have a certificate on computer programming. This will create more workers on this area. This meeting, they usually just go over business, like, you know, approved minutes, the annual state plan, and like we do here, a focus topic. They do have a focus topic, and this time was again the Ignite. At this meeting, at the end, I mentioned the hard times we are having on recruiting staff, and mainly because we cannot pay as well as we would like to. I make a comparison on how VR generalists is paying more to their staff. And I ask the governor representative and the unicameral representative at this board to bring this issue to their respective offices so we can, in the law, change this and increase salaries to our staff. I heard a couple of comments from their office saying, can you take note of this? My goal here is to start making noise, if that's what you would like to say. So it's in the records of several meetings that we attend. So when consumers or different groups come to those offices, it's not just news, it's more like a, this is something serious to be taken. The NCSAB, the National Council of State Administrators of Agencies for the Blind, we meet every month over the phone. And the first meeting we talk about how successful the previous conference was, just went over the different surveys results. Then recently we talk about the platform that will be for the fall conference. So it will be in person. Now the question is whether or not we want to also open it for Zoom. One of the concerns is when it's open for Zoom, many states don't let people attend the meetings because it's being offered by Zoom. The executive committee, not everybody, but some comments were made like, if we don't have it by Zoom, more people will come in person, and it's just different when the meetings are in person. Chances are that we will have it hybrid. The next meeting is next week, and I will be informing you more about that. And the date for the fall conference will be in the November 2, 3, 4, and 5, and will be in San Antonio, Texas. We also talk about the Randolph Shepard issue, the problem of the distribution of federal funds, the ARPA, where 8 states were late on distributing their funds to their blind vendors. This made both RSA and state agencies look bad because there was a lot of pressure put on the extreme need to distribute those funds to vendors. And again, there were 8 states and Nebraska was not there. I think we were one of the ones that distributed them right away. The other Randolph Shepard item is the ongoing situation of electric charges on the interstates that will be in the future. There is not clear guidance from the federal government at this point, because we want them, we meaning agency for the blind, but also blind vendors, to have clear guidance that the agencies, that this will be under Randolph Shepard. The private sector, of course, don't want that. So the federal government is telling us to contact the Department of Corrections on each state. Many states are saying they don't have clear guidance from the federal government. So that's still an ongoing issue. The National Federation of the Blind asked NCSAB to write a letter of support asking the US Congress to increase the OIB funds from $33 million to $295 million. The $33 million has been there for the last 30 years, so it's about time that they increase these funds. Each time when we bring this up to RSA, RSA said that initially it was intended to send some money to the state, so the state will see the need of it, and then the state will increase their match. Some states were successful in doing that. We did it at 3 or 2 years ago. But still not enough. The RSA monthly calls, we didn't have one in July, but the items that we talk was under Randolph Shepard, that the Navy from California, actually it's the US Navy, but the base in California, sent a letter to RSA asking them for an opinion about the Randolph Shepherd priority over federal cafeterias. RSA never responded, officially speaking, and therefore the Navy didn't give priority to a blind vendor. And the concern with this is that that will be a precedent for other federal cafeterias. The Deputy Assistant Secretary also mentioned the around $300 million that was not used by state agencies went back to the federal fund. And one of the main reasons states didn't use this money is because of they're not being able to hire new staff. And if they are short of staff, they cannot provide services. Mm-hmm. So it is an ongoing situation all over the nation. The last item with the RSA call, there were some confusion a few years ago because we were all told that we couldn't use VR funds to pay for public service announcements. And it was clarified after a lot of conversations because we look at the law and it says that we could pay for that. And the clarification was that we could pay for public service announcements as long as we are promoting services, we are talking about services. But we cannot be giving promotional items. So that was the main clarification there. We are working on a video that is going to be on the radio and TV soon in the next few months. There is also the Olmsted Steering Committee, the Olmsted Advisory Committee, and there are subcommittees. So I'm on both the Steering Committee and the Advisory Committee, and used to be the Employment and Education Committee, but they are going to separate those two subcommittees, and I'm only going to attend the Employment Committee. So the first part here is the Steering Committee. We came up with five goals up to 2024, and they are increasing affordable housing for the disabled, which includes rental housing. The next one is economic development, increasing jobs for people with disabilities. The third one is reduce the number of homeless. And the last one is provide more assistance for people with HIV. In addition, the state plan will present with new updated goals regarding education, transportation, and employment. The next step is to come up with strategies on how to achieve those goals. The advisory committee, the highlights were that HHS will be using ARPA funds. ARPA stands for American Rescue Plan Act. And they will use funds to build up to 300 apartments to help people with severe disabilities. A couple of members from the advisory council mentioned that it seems like the government is spending more money on building housing for assisting aid rather than providing better independent living services. We also talk about using Zoom for our meetings rather than WebEx. Yesterday we have a meeting and it was approved to send a letter to the CEO of HHS. So she will encourage other directors of agencies to make all public meetings accessible to the disabled, including sign language and also Zoom rather than WebEx. national consumer conventions. I attended both the National Federation of the Blind and the American Council of the Blind. At the ACB convention, the agency had a table on the exhibit hall. It was cool to be there and meet several people and interact with them. We also have a breakout presentation regarding our Nebraska business enterprises and another breakout regarding our transition services. At the national convention, Cheryl mentioned one of the highlights in there, but the one that it does concern us is the resolution that DNMB passed that they will be asking Congress to increase the all the individuals who are applying funds, which I mentioned earlier. In May, I attended the Omaha Association of the Blind, and it was nice. I didn't feel like I was on the menu, like Mark mentioned. provided a background about our services and how things had been evolved, and also a summary of what we have been done for the last 5 years. And I answered several questions too. The state of Nebraska got a new E1 system. The E1 system, and Kat can expand that to that more, but it's the one that deals with the state personnel, accounting. So they launched a new one, and when we took a look at that, it didn't look accessible. So I sent a letter to the OCIO. They right away contacted different people, and we discovered that they were supposed to tell us that we need to have a separate password and that they will authorize to turn that accessibility mode on. So we did that and we're testing, and so far it's accessible. We haven't checked the one on accounting yet. I think Kat is going to be working with some staff on testing that area, okay? We will have a OIB conference in August 31st and September 1 in Kearney. Erin Brandy Berry is heading a project in which we'll be purchasing CCTVs to all the libraries, or all the public libraries in Nebraska, so people with a low vision can come and have access to the books. The same initiative will be for the job centers and for the senior centers. We continue to work on the corrective action plan for RSA. We got our last RSA response from the third quarter, in which they stated that we are making good progress. Our fourth quarterly report was sent yesterday, and this focus was more on the finance portion of it, so Kat had to work a lot on that one. Kat Carroll completed the federal fiscal year report. She continues updating existing policies and new policies in response to the RSA monitoring. She also worked on the RSA fiscal year, RSA 15, which is for Randall Shepherd program. And Dave Robinson and Eric Buckwalter helped on that report. Kat is also starting to work on the next biennial budget request, which is due September 15. On this particular request, we are going to be asking for extra funds for a transition because of the mandate on the federal government that we have to spend 15% of our VR funds on direct services for pre-aids. And that means that we had to take some money away from older services. So we are going to be asking for that, and also because of the new law, state law, that says that transition age starts at 14. Kathy Stevens attended the diner advisory board in my place because I had COVID 3 weeks ago. In the human resources area, actually Jackson resigned. She was from the Kearney, and she resigned at the end of May to pursue her own business. Larry Olson resigned also to pursue more opportunities in the private sector, and his last day was the second week of July. Tim Jefferson also resigned, and his last day was June 1st. He took a management position with the Nebraska Department of Labor. Mike Reins retired on July 15th. And we are recruiting for all of those jobs, or most of them. Vanessa Kunz started to work for us May 21st as the second front desk person. We hired Graciela, or Gracie, like she likes to be called, Swim. She started her training at the center. She will be the VR counselor in the Norfolk area. Kathy Navakol finished her center training in mid-June, and she's working now as an orientation counselor also in the Norfolk area. So as you can see, the Norfolk area was without a counselor for several months, and Connie was covering that and also subcontracting with other people. Craig Nifol finished her center training during the first week of July, and he's already working as a VR counselor in Omaha. We are, one more person. We just offered a job to Kimberly, and she's going to start, I believe, August 10th, right, Kimberly?
Yes.
So that's the new update there. We are still recruiting for the technology manager position, the MBE orientation counselor position, the orientation counselor and technology, especially for Omaha, and the two orientation counselors for the center, one for the position that Mike Reins vacated, and the other one for the one that Lori Jacobson vacated. Just to clarify, we used to have a part-time apartment resource person and a full-time special need counselor. So we decided to combine both. So we are hiring a full-time person now for that position, for those two positions. Connie Daly, Erin Brandyberry, and Crystal Dimas were recognized as trailblazers at the NCSAB Spring Conference. Erin Brandyberry attended the OIP National Conference in Denver. That was for program manager. Jeff Allman and Nicole Gauthier got or completed their diabetic alternative training with Mary Davis. Jessica Bartenbach participated with two interactive panels discussing ethics. This was hosted by the National Blindness Professional Certification Board. Jessica also attended, I believe it's the second session of the National Leadership Institute, NRLI. Some staff members attended the 21st Annual Rehabilitation and Orientation Mobility Training. They attended both Zoom and in person. some also attended the National Federation of the Blind and the American Council of the Blind, again some in person and some virtually. The NCBBI State Staff Meeting will be September 27th, 28th, and 29th in Kearney. And you all are invited to come. I mean the commissioners, okay, not the board. Mr. Chair, as you know, I expanded myself on the meetings I attended. I noticed you put 20 minutes for my report. Do you want me to continue reading my whole report, or you want me to summarize?
Yeah, please continue.
Okay,
I will. It's important.
Sure.
And by the way, I do appreciate the additional
knowledge. Sure,
sure.
Most field staff training receive training on the use of Apple Pencil and are currently using these tools to work with clients. Several staff members participated on summer programs for transition, including finding jobs in their own communities. We have a couple of clients attend the second level of robotics training in Virginia. We had the first one here in Nebraska. We had a good number of students, but for the second level, not everybody qualified, but the ones who wanted to attend, we decided to pay for them to attend in Virginia. Staff continue to network with stakeholders all over the state to build trusting relationships and find training and placement opportunities. Some participated in different committees like transition, project search, workforce local board meetings, NCE CBVI vision board meetings, retirement homes, club, youth consults, businesses to mention a few. This year we are contracting with JB and K, and they are administering the wages program, and you will be hearing more from them later on today. We have 11 participants at wages. Project Independence, or PI, is going on this week. The last day will be today. The focus was technology. We have 13 students that are attending, and we have two teachers of the visually impaired are working the program. This is helping to continue building these relationships with the public schools. The Friends of the Commission is providing the funds for this program. It's this particular PI program, but there will be also follow-up training programs, especially for technology. We started to contract with former staff to help with group teaching because we're short of staff. We will start in this group teaching in August. The Omaha District continues to work with Mutual of Omaha to do a company-wide training for their IT staff. And this is about accessibility and will be in October. On July 22nd, our staff did a statewide training for the Department of Labor on the accessible technology that is available on the American Job Centers. Connie Daly is serving on a committee with Nebraska VR as they has received a grant to provide training to counselors and providers on traumatic brain injuries. Angie Hoff, a counselor from the North Platte District, hosted a both at an agency fair with ESO, what is that, 13? With ESO 13, yep. And conducted also a workshop for other individuals in different senior centers. Staff continue to do outreach to older blind consumers, especially to motivate them to come to the OIB conference by the end of August and first day of September. The number of clients serving all studies is this past quarter. For OIB, 464. For independent living under 55 years old was 88 clients. And for VR client was 458. If we do the math, it's a little over 1,000 clients that we are serving with short of staff, maybe just with 12 staff members, if you consider everybody who leave and retire. So it's a lot of work there. This quarterly, or this quarter, we have clients get jobs as administrative service manager, adult basic education teacher, automotive service technician or mechanic, cashier, civil engineer, counter attendant representative, customer services representative, eligibility interviewers, first line supervisor, food service worker, fundraiser manager, janitor, housekeeper, nursing assistant, press operator, production worker, proofreader, random shepherd vendor, receptionist, security guard, staff clerk, substance abuse counselor, and teacher. The training center, we are still contracting with a graduate of the center to work approximately 10 hours per week to work with the students on cooking and cleaning skills at the apartment until we hire for this position. There are 4 instructors at the center now, and we made some changes so we can continue the training for the clients. So the office day has been eliminated to have coverage for all classes Monday through Thursday. Friday will be flexible. Friday will be the day where the students will be doing activities, and also TDLs. TDL stands for, and correct me, Jessica, a training on daily living skills, is that right?
Techniques
of daily living skills. All right, I'm glad Jessica here. We have 4 participants at the center, 3 are clients and 1 staff trainee. Several students and staff trainees completed their training the last few weeks. The number of participants at the center is expected to increase once summer is over. Many people want to be on their vacation. During this quarter, there were 3 tours, and one of them was a large one, like 14 students of a occupational therapist assistant group, so It was cool. And then 1 3-day stay. Students participated on a Zoom vocational seminar to learn about self-advocacy. Additional sessions are expected to be held monthly, with future sessions open to VR clients. TDL will help twice this quarter, and the topics including cleaning bathtubs, vacuuming, and care of vacuum cleaners. students participated on few activities, including a trip to the farmers market and downtown Lincoln, an etiquette and fine dining activity, and all students attended a student's commencement meal. Nebraska Business Enterprises, the federal sites, all federal sites that were directly subcontracted by the commission are now assigned to blind vendors. Yeah, as I reported before, not today, but on previous meetings, RSA gave directive that if we don't have a blind vendor, we could subcontract, but the commission needs to go to a blind vendor, not to the agency. Mm-hmm. It used to come to the agency and we call it unassigned funds. In fact, the law allows for that. And we use that unassigned funds mainly to benefit the vendors in their retirement funds and mm-hmm. and so on. So now they are saying we cannot get the money, it needs to go directly to blind vendors. So blind vendors are now receiving that commission, okay? So technically speaking, we have the subcontract with different entities, but the blind vendor receives the commission, depending who also applies for it. And they have to be in good standing. On the state sides, vending machines were added to the break rooms of the Department of Agriculture.